prostrate gland.
Yeah, but out, no, in front, though. It's appendicitis.
Oh, appendicitis.
Sure.
Well, oh, you went down too low for me on appendicitis.
Oh, oh. No, it's down here.
It is. Way down there?
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
If a person can't keep food in his stomach, he might...
vomit.
Any crude terms for this?
Well, of course, well, one of the terms is that you... that you, yeah, there's another term I can't.
Well, either puke or throw up.
Yeah, puke it would be the one that'd be used around here mostly.
Okay. If a person who does this, you'd say he is sick.
Stomach.
I would say the whole thing. He's sick.
He's sick in his stomach.
Okay. And someone says, why did he come over? And he came over to. Would you say for to tell me or to tell me the news?
To tell me the news.
Okay. And a man is seeing a lot of a girl before he's married. You might say he's doing what? He's
courting.
All right. And she is, he is her?
Fantasy.
Yeah, that's okay. Or just a...
sweetheart. All
right. And she is his?
Beau. All
right. And before they go in at night, they might what? Going, brings her up to the door, and he might
kiss her and say goodbye.
Okay, and he asked her to marry him, and she refused him. You'd say she
refused to marry him.
Okay, would you ever use any other jocular term for this, though?
Turn him down.
Okay, and if she didn't, though, they got
married.
All right, and the man who assists the groom at the wedding is the
best man,
and the female is the
of course it's the father.
Yeah, the bride.
Bride's father or brother.
Yeah, but the girl who stands up for the bride, you know.
Oh, bridesmaid.
Yeah. How about a name for a noisy serenade after a wedding?
I don't know that.
Okay. Nothing like a shivery or a, something like that. Just a reception, maybe.
Yeah.
If you want to know, would you ever use the expression, I was up in or up to, let's say, someplace north of here? What's a town north of here?
Blairsville.
All right. Would you say, I was up in Blairsville last week or I was up to Blairsville last week?
I was up in Blairsville last week.
Okay. And would you ever use an expression, he lives up at the Browns or over at the Browns? Where does so-and-so live? Well, he lives up at the Browns or over at the Browns.
Well, if it was north of here, I'd say up to the Browns. If it was just over here, I'd say over.
I see. And if not part of the crowd was there, you might say the, what was there, the, not part of the crowd, but the
whole crowd was there.
That's right. And the music plays and the people get out on the floor and they
dance.
All right. And at 3:15, school, or 3:30.
School gets out.
All right. And today,
school will get out at.
Yeah, but today is the first day of school, and so you'd say that school did what today?
The school started today.
Okay, and he didn't go to class. He should have gone to class, but he didn't. He did what?
Played hooky.
Okay, and you go to school in order to get a good...
education.
All right, and after you get out of high school, you might go on to...
college.
And the books are kept in the...
library.
And you mail a letter at the...
post office.
And you, if you come to stay in a strange town, you might spend the night in a...
motel.
Or a
hotel.
And you go to see a play, you'd go to a
theater.
All right, and you have an operation, you'd go to a
hospital.
And there's a doctor in the hospital and also a
surgeon.
Yeah, the woman is a
nurse.
And the place where you catch a train is a
depot.
All right. And if someone lived not straight across, you lived here on this corner, and someone lived over here, you'd say he lives
catty-cornered.